President Trump recently announced he plans to end birthright citizenship, which grants citizenship to any child born on U.S. soil, including children of undocumented immigrants. KUNR's Karina Gonzalez recently sat down with BuzzFeed News reporter Adolfo Flores to talk about immigration issues, including the migrant caravan.
Adolfo, you've covered a variety of immigration issues, including the family separations at the border. Tell me about what that experience was like.
You know, I was covering family separations back in November, before it was, you know, the zero tolerance policy went into effect. I think what changed a lot of the conversation around family separations this summer was the audio that we heard of kids crying, the video of that little girl. You know, ProPublica got that audio, and I think being able to hear and see where these kids were for the public, I think it really did, lead to change. And I think it's hard for folks who, no matter what side you're on, to listen to kids cry like that and not have, you know, sympathy for them. Again, like, our job isn't to advocate for either side, right? But our job is to show the public the full scope of the story.
In addition to the family separations, you've also been covering the migrant caravan, which is happening now. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So I went, and I never imagined that it would get the attention that it got. It was very intense. It was hard. And just kind of watching that, you know, like that journey for those people, it was an experience for me. As a reporter, like, those are the kind of stories you want to write about and you want to be there for and document.
What would you say are the most important things people should know about the caravan?
I think people need to remember that they're not going to show up at the border and storm it. And, you know, it's not an army of invading, immigrants. Last time, out of like the, you know, the 1,500, 1,200, only 20%, about 20%, I would say, made it to the border to seek asylum. If they are seeking asylum, I think, it's legally they're allowed to. Yeah, I mean, everyone has their own reasons for being there. But the biggest concern I had with the coverage was this perception that it was this group was going to overrun the country. And as a reporter, I was worried because my job is to get the truth out there, and that was not the truth. And I felt like you always want to do a better job at making that point.
While you're covering immigration on the national scope, how do you see local communities being impacted by immigration?
You know, you have an administration that's telling people that they could lose immigration services if they, you know, were recipients of public benefits. That's going to affect not just immigrants, but U.S. citizen kids whose parents would have gotten those benefits, who may still be able to get them without losing anything. But now everyone is so scared of losing that, that they're not going to risk it. Well, you know, you see raids, and, you know, I haven't looked at the numbers. They may be the same as the Obama administration, which did do them. But because of this fear that's instilled in these communities, like when something happens, it reverberates, I think, a lot wider, and like that fear is magnified. With TPS ending, a lot of families are starting to like think of what are my next steps. Kids are starting to think of what may life be like without my parents here. Will I follow my parents back home? Will I stay here? I'm a U.S. citizen. Those are really hard questions for a family to ponder, let alone a child. Also, I think the psychological impact that the family separations had on families, such as kids, on spouses, is going to be something worth looking at down the line.
That was our reporter Karina Gonzalez with immigration BuzzFeed News reporter Adolfo Flores. Karina Gonzalez is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism and works for Noticiero Movil, a Spanish-English multimedia news outlet for Northern Nevada.